Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Good morning to you. It is just about 25 minutes after the hour of 10. And we're so happy that you've joined us for yet another episode of Health Vibes. And it is the Easter version. I know most of us, it's Holy Week, those who are Catholic. But even if you're not a Catholic, a lot of people tend to sort of have that consciousness, that quiet disposition during that week, the week of Easter. And so even for me, it's usually a quiet week. I would sort of, you know, get in a very reflective mood. And so if you are in that mood, good morning to you. It is a beautiful day on the outside here in Dominica. They would say we're having Kawem weather. I think all, if you have a tree in your yard, I can imagine you have to be sweeping all the time because all the trees are shedding their leaves now. And guess what? Many of the fruit trees are getting prepared to give us the abundance of fruits, mm-hmm. During the summer period. My favorite fruit remains mango, particularly mango long. That's my favorite mango. I will give up my best meal for some good, you know, mango long. I don't know about Trudy, but that's my fruit. I love that. I love watermelon as well. And a good sweet pineapple.
Mm.
Yes.
sweet fruits.
Yes.
Carlton, good morning to you. Good morning to our listeners of Health Vibes. Carlton, the weather looks spectacular today. Yes. I saw there was rain in the forecast, but when I looked outside this morning, clear blue skies, mm-hmm. you know, really looks like a day to just be somewhere on the beach, maybe.
Or river.
Yes, you know.
Nice basin with the sun heating on the basin.
Yes, relaxing somewhere. But unfortunately, some of us are at work. The students, though, today is the last day for most of our school going students, our high schoolers, our primary schoolers. I see a lot of them on the streets of Roseau this morning because their last assembly must have just concluded and they've gotten their report cards and they're on the road. It's Easter break beginning today. So, you know, for the teachers who have been waiting for that break, I just want to, share your joy today because I know it's been a long term for some of you. And you just looking forward to that Easter break. Uh-huh. The lecturers at the Dominica State College are already on break. It's our mid-semester break and our students as well. So for everybody enjoying a vacation period or beginning their vacation period, good morning to you. And I hope you make the best of this time.
Definitely. I know I have to, when I leave the show, I'm going to pick up my son's report card at SME. And, it's for me as a parent, it's always very rewarding to, you know, go to the school and pick up a report card, knowing that it is what you expect, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. excellent grades, good comments from the teachers, and that's what we as parents we look forward to. It mm-hmm. gives you that gratification, that satisfaction that you are willing to pour more into your children mm-hmm. because you're seeing that they are endeavoring to be better and greater than who you are. And this morning I was saying that to my son, that at the end of the day, you have to exceed me. And then your children have to exceed you. That's what mm-hmm. the generation is supposed to be. Things that you didn't, maybe your parents never got the opportunity to achieve, you supposed to achieve that. Whether you are in a trade or you are in academia, you have to try your best to exceed and do well. You know that at least your parents will feel that, wow, my hard work wasn't in vain. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, whatever you've done, whether you're a fisherman, you aspire to own the biggest ship, the biggest boat that you can go out there and spend weeks on the sea. And if you have all your storage and you can be, you know, selling fish to other countries and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So don't just limit yourself because you are in a blue collar job or profession. You know, but if you're a plumber, be and aspire to be the best professional plumber that you are. If you're an electrician, you are a gardener, you're into cleaning yard and swiping and mm-hmm, doing mm-hmm. the hedges. One day just woo your clients and maybe make something spectacular with the hedge and they're like, wow, I didn't see that, you know, and then your work will speak for itself. And so we want to encourage you. I have always, and I've said it many times, that I always, you know, big up and identify and recognize the work of the NEP workers, particularly those on the streets. On the roadside. You know, they really make Dominica look beautiful. And I don't take your work for granted and assume that you're just, you know, another outcast, so to speak. But you are making a difference in our communities, in our country.
Of course.
And so we recognize the work that you do.
Of course. It takes everyone to make the whole society function. You know, you cannot function without, you know, one aspect of the whole body. Everybody has a role to play and they have to play that role well. Carlton, you mentioned picking up the report card of your son and you mentioned he goes to the SMA. I just wanted to, that triggered a thought in me that in the inter-secondary schools debating competition, which Jollies has come on board as a sponsor for, as they should, and Jollies always supports these worthwhile academic endeavors, school-based endeavors. But in the intersecondary schools debating competition, we had the semifinals on Monday, and the St. Mary's Academy made it to the finals.
I listened to that.
Yes, the St. Mary's.
Sorrendo.
Yes, Noah Sorrendo and Jelani Shillingford representing SMA. Yes. They made it to the finals. And the Orion Academy, Diamond Daniel and Ejadi Maxwell, they also made it to the finals. And Carlton, you mentioned, you know, the whole aspect of, you know, parents and wanting to see your children exceed you. I really just want to commend the parents. This is a topic I always like to stick on. The parents who show up and support their children, it really warms my heart to see parents come to these debates and sit there and watch their children, their son, their daughter, and regardless if it's a win or if it's a runner-up position, the fact that the parents are there to support, it makes a world of difference to the students. You know, you're there and you see your father, your mother, or your guardian, you know, in that audience just cheering you on, and that is all it takes sometimes to make a difference in performance. I just want to encourage parents who may be listening. I know oftentimes people are pressed for time and people are busy and people are hustling to make ends meet, but being there for your children, being supportive, it's transformative. That is what makes the difference in lives, I can tell you. So in that debate competition, I'm seeing the parents turning out, and it's a wonderful thing.
That was a very good topic. I can't remember it exactly, but it was something to do with mass migration of
brain drain. Yes,
right.
Brain drain.
I was very glued to that.
Yes,
really, really glued to that.
Very
and
current.
I could see that they really did their research.
Yes,
they would clip some the news and the newspaper and statistics and surveys done, and I was like, wow, this is great. Mm-hmm, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
this is really, really awesome.
Yeah.
But one of the things too that I always encourage parents to do is to reward your children. You don't necessarily, you know, you've gone to the school, you've picked up their report card, you've seen them made an improvement or continue to remain consistent with their grades, you give them a token. And sometimes it doesn't take much. You could just maybe, you know, your son, your daughter likes shower gels and maybe like lotions and stuff. You just pick up two or something and you tell her, you know, this is for doing, you know, continuing to do excellent at school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you reward them and you speak to them and you speak into their lives and you let them know, you know, I truly appreciate the effort that you're making, the consciousness of taking time to study and to behave in school and to be a role model to your peers. You speak into their lives. A lot of the times we criticize a lot. Oh, why are you failing mathematics?
Right.
Why are you not doing well in English? But then are we, you know, making the
positive
difference?
Positive reinforcement.
Are we speaking right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the matter with English? What are you not understanding? Okay, maybe let me try to see if we can get a tutor to assist you because it's not my area of expertise. But, you know, you come with solutions.
Correct.
You know, you come with solutions. So we really want to encourage parents as well to reward your children, to speak positive things into their lives, speak good, positive affirmations to them, look at them in their eye, and let them know that they can make it. You know, they can make it. Pick up the concepts, apply the concepts, and you will do well. And encourage your children as well to read. It's important. Read, look at the news, regional news, international news. Begin to engage them in discussions. You know, what are your views on the war that's happening with Russia and Ukraine? You know, do you really truly believe that, you know, CARICOM, we've sort of bridged the gap with free movement of people? You know, what are your views on that? What's happening in Haiti?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think that CARICOM, that we are doing enough to assist Haiti? You know, do you think that America should invade Haiti and bring some stabilization to what's happening there? You know, so it's a lot of things that we can debate, and you can provoke and begin to see if your children are in the loop as it relates to current information, current matters that are affecting, you know, that are affecting us. So I like the debate. I'm really a big fan of that. And whenever I get the opportunity, I listen. And I'm always impressed with the information that the students bring up.
And Carlton, one last thing on that. As you mentioned, you know, parents having to have conversations with their children sometimes on current events. Maybe there may be some parents saying, boy, you know, I'm not even equipped enough to have those kind of discussions. But what you can do as a parent is expose the children to avenues where those discussions are being had, you know. So the debate, for instance, even if your school is not participating or your student is not participating directly, you can come with your student, with your child, to the debate to hear. So, you know, bring the children to these sort of things that will have that positive impact on them, their brain, the working of their brain, you know, trigger them to think. I met a lady in town. She always listens to Health Vibe. She says she loves the show. And she said she wants her grandson to be involved in positive things. So for that reason, she's following the debate on radio and so on. And she's making him listen too.
Yes.
And that is what I think is a good strategy, you know, encourage the children to listen to positive things, to go to positive events. You know, I know for young people, you know, they want to go to maybe the like a CEO, they like a this, but you can encourage them, you know, there's a lecture at UWE or there's a debate at, you know, wherever, you bring them to that or encourage them to go, give them a like incentive to go to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to do that, you know, and that is how we can really improve, you know, the level of the young minds.
And I really like the aspect too that you were engaging the audience, young people. What are your views? What are your plans? And most of them sadly said that they would migrate. They plan to migrate at some point. I like that you broaden the discussion and you give the audience, students in the audience, the opportunity to express themselves and to justify why they would have chosen to stay or to migrate, and if it's something that is going to be permanent or just
temporary,
because they might want to study you, want to get some exposure. Well, it was quite interesting.
Carlton, I see people are calling us.
Yes, I see people are calling. Good morning to you. Happy Easter to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Lando.
Hi, Mr. Lufer. Good morning to you. How are you doing today?
You know you're always talking my topic.
I know that.
Good morning, Ms. Christian.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, Mr. Lando. I mean, I'm one of your favorite listeners to have by.
I know that.
But I like the turn you took today.
Yes.
You know, continuing the kids and so on. And one of the things you said, which I believe parents should look at, when they do bad, Mr. Lando, as a teacher, you criticize them. Why you don't compliment them when they do good?
I agree.
Yeah, and I agree with what you just said. Give them a little thing and so on and so on. Even though they like their little tablet, give them a little extra work.
Mm-hmm.
True. Or we call it motivation.
True.
Even this morning, I was telling the people on DBS, right? Your character depends on your attitude. Your attitude is what counts. You understand what I mean? And I like the trendy thing. I know you have your health thing to talk about, but sometimes as parents, and I like what you say about parents attending and so on, and it gives the child a more positive attitude towards education. Thank you very much, my brother.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carlton, and good morning, Trudy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Everything blessed?
We're doing well. Trudy has been missing you a lot.
Carlton, you're not missing me, too.
Well, you know, I always miss your wisdom.
Why are you speaking for Trudy?
No, because Trudy called your name last week on the show.
That's it.
Okay, well, I heard that. Very interesting introduction to that program there. While Trudy was mentioning, like exposing children to this positive educational stuff. Also, I think another balance there in terms of even Mr. Lufo was saying about if you're punishing them, you should also reward them. I'm of that opinion too.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes a little further. Even when you're exposing them to all this educational stuff, it's good to even expose them to fun and adventurous things to know that's part of them too.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because you have to strike that balance, because not all children that will be on that academic level. That's ensuring that they're super talented and with their hands and in other ways. So it's good to learn the fun, adventurous side of that child too.
Of course.
With all my children, I used to do was behave like a child, go down to their level and go to the beach with them, go to different events with them. It's not just sending them, going with them. Because they need supervision also.
I agree.
Because why should you doing all that? Supervision has to be paramount. Yeah, you cannot gamble supervision, because they can be easily led astray by just other persons that are there that are not supervised. And remember, they all come from different homes, different backgrounds, different upbringing. I just wanted to interject that.
Very much so. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to strike a balance. That's correct. Mm-hmm. It's just that the fun things may be easier for you to remember to do. So I just wanted to encourage, you know, the things that maybe people think are not as, you know, not as fun, but they're also important. So you need to strike a balance, you know, between all sorts of exposure, you know, the good, the sports, you know, creative things like the arts, you know, like recently there was the National School Arts Festival.
Yes, yes.
That is a good opportunity for students to view, you know, the singing, the dancing, the creative drama, aspect of life, you know. And then there is, of course, the public speaking, debating sort of thing. There are so many different positive things that you can engage your young people with.
I like that. We have another caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Happy Easter.
Yeah, that's me again, Carlton.
Yes.
To Trudy, because in the whole educational thing, something I missed a lot that I used to take my daughter to a lot, the literary festival. They still having that?
Literary?
I know they still have a festival for an entire week.
At UWE, they still have a literary festival every year.
No, the Nature, what is it? Nature Island Literary. Yes, you're correct. I haven't heard of that for a while.
This was an annual event that I used to like to go to.
Yes, you're correct.
We used to take my daughter there from inception. And as a matter of fact, that, because at home she was a reader, we used to take her and expose her to even to festivals like that. And she actually went and joined the reading competition when she was of age, when she was going to convent prep, and came out highly. Mm-hmm. And I mean, these are things that we're missing a lot out on, because when you have events like that, you can also take your children and it is not there anymore. So all, even these good and great things that are not part of our society anymore. And why is that so? When it is something so good and you find more of the negatives that may popping up and maybe lasting even longer than this great event.
Mm-hmm.
And I really miss the literary festival at UWE.
Yes. On an
annual.
Yeah, it used to be summertime.
It was something very good. As a matter of fact, there were poets that used to come from Trinidad and other islands and come and entertain in an educational way. Mm-hmm. And I really, really and truly miss that. Just wanted to interject that also.
That is true. That is, okay. Yeah, okay. I know. What's his name again? Mr. Bully was very much involved in that. Yes, and so, well, I know there have been a lot of calls for the speedy recovery
of the Arab culture. Yeah,
you know, so that, you know, some of these things can be housed in a place that wouldn't be conducive and comfortable for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm liking the discussion. Truly, one of the things that I want to highlight as well for me, you know, I recently did something very spontaneous, where I just left home and I just drove to a river that I had never been to all by myself, and I hiked up the river a bit and found a beautiful base, so to speak, as we call it. And I said to myself, I need to start doing a bit more outdoor things. I've never been that type of person as such, and to really connect more with nature. So I will be doing my first hike to the Boiling Lake in April. I've already signed up for it. I'm all excited about it.
Ooh.
I think I'm really now prepared for that hike, because I've always heard that it's 3 hours to go, 3 hours to come back.
Yes.
but being an avid runner for 3 years now, I think I'm fit enough to do that. And I'm really looking forward to that hike. And these are things that I'm really trying to get myself more aligned to.
Mm-hmm.
Adventurous outdoor activities.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
And so I want to use that opportunity to encourage people. You know, there are many, many spots in Dominica that many of us have not visited. Many of us have not even merely paid attention to. And you can do that. Yes, the Mero Beach is quite nice, and many of us go there often. I live in that area. But there is more than the Mero Beach. There are many, many falls that many of us have never been to. I've not even been to the Spanny Falls. And it's a shame for me to say that. It's not a difficult one.
You know?
And so I'm trying to see if I can add more of that to my life. And it's important for us to sit down and just... We oftentimes we sit and we look at, you know, do I have a house? Do I have this? Do I have that? And we don't factorize these other aspects of life that really gives more meaning to your life, because you really do connect. It's a pity I don't have my other phone with me that I can show you photos of that river. But it really does well for your psychosocial health. You see, you appreciate things so differently. You connect with nature in a very... It's almost like you detoxify yourself. It calms you from so many anxieties and issues and stresses that would sort of bombard you from day to day. You know, work home. And you go on those adventures and you realize, wow, there is so much more to live in than just the typical work home, you know, kind of setting.
And I guess too, because we can talk about mental health, how impactful, you know, doing those sort of things can be on your overall mental health, as you mentioned, you know, relaxation, removal of anxiety and so on. Sometimes, Carlton, there is fear to do those things, particularly if you don't have company.
Yes.
I, for one, you know, I'm a person as a single, you know, single woman. Sometimes people say, oh, but you can drive, you can just go so and so, this place, that place, you can just go. And I'm like, me for me to get lost, for me to next thing I get a flat tire and I stick, and you know these kind of fears. But sometimes I think maybe just for your own well-being, you have to take the risk. You know, there are certain things you may really want to do and you may not have somebody who wants to do that same thing. But instead of, you know, stopping yourself from exploring what you want to explore, you need to take that risk, you know. So I am trying to get into that zone of, even if other people don't want to do it and you want to do it, you can, you know, make that challenge to yourself. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, one of the other areas in Dominica that I've always liked, I'm not too sure if you must have driven there before, but if you take the Savanpie route to get to Penville or Vicars, so if you're going up north, you pass Kempinski and you go into Savanpie, there is this other road on the right-hand side that takes you to Vicars. And when you get up there, it is really, really beautiful. You feel like you're in, like, you remember the I don't know if you're old enough to remember Little House on the Prairie.
Yes, I know that show.
And you know, you're thinking of, almost like when you get on that hill, you see, and it's almost like a Little House on the Prairie kind of picturing vibes that comes to your mind. And you're realizing, wow, this is really Dominica. And you drive in and it's really beautiful. It's an area that I've always liked driving, particularly in the day, and you really see how wonderful and majestic the mountains are and the vegetation. So it's an area that maybe you can take a drive, and your vehicle is four wheel.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's an area.
Yes.
Maybe just you and two of your girls and do that route, that route, and you'll be very, very much. Just have your camera. You've done it? You've never done it? Wow, that Savanpie, that link road to take you to Vicars. So if you don't want to go if you don't want to go to 1 mile for Portsmouth, you take that Savanpie road and it takes you to Vicars and Penville. Beautiful.
I think I've done it, you know, Carlton. I think so, but maybe I need to revisit.
Yes.
I maybe need to revisit.
Yes, it's really, really. And you see all of the farms, like all the Penville people farms and stuff. Mm, okay. When you drive in there, you see all of the landscape of the farms and so forth. It's really, really. I just know that it's like usually in the evening, if you drive in there, there are a lot of mists. So you might it might be difficult for you to see properly. So it will be better to go in the day, like a time like now, where the sun is really out, to do that drive. But it is now 10:51. We're going to take a break. I see somebody wants to say something to us just before we take that break, and then we'll come back. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Happy
morning,
Easter.
Carlton and Trudy.
Yes, morning. Good morning.
How are you all now?
We're doing quite well.
Trudy, and to congratulate you on that debate with the children, eh?
Thank
I listened
you.
To the Sorrento, the young man, the
yes.
Sorrento.
Mm-hmm.
And Trudy, let me tell you, I could listen to Mr. for the whole day.
I
wow.
Too. I too.
The way he spoke and the, you know, just had you going.
Yes.
Very, I just want to congratulate you on that.
Thank
but
you.
But Carlton and Trudy, normally when we were young, right, as teenagers, I'm talking for the children that have on holidays, remember? Well, I'm from the country, but I live in town. We used to go and bathe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're in town, most people that are in town,
you go
they
country.
Come from the country.
Mm-hmm.
So you would say, go and meet granny for two
yeah.
days.
Mm-hmm.
Go and spot her 2 days with auntie. So if you're in town, either go Laplane, you go Wesley,
true.
You
true.
Go Portsmouth, somewhere. And then you have an experience because they will take you to the garden,
mm-hmm.
Carlton and Trudy.
For real.
You go to the garden, there you see fruits, you sit down. Remember, you cook your food there on
mm-hmm.
on your stones, on your wood.
Yes.
All that is an experience for them. You see
mm-hmm.
your ripe bananas, you pick your ripe bananas, you eat that. Another thing we used to do, in those days, you had the young boys and the young girls. I mean, those days, nothing in your head.
Yes.
You go. The boys would shoot. Those birds with the catapult.
It's true.
And we used to roast that Carlton.
Of course, we've got a little salt. I did that too, so I know.
That, you know.
I did that too.
And even with almonds, when you pick almonds after that, you roast in this thing of the almonds. So we still have some good times. So whether you're not from the country area, I would suggest that the parents that are from the country area, send the children out. One spend 2 days with uncle. You know that type of thing.
Excellent
so they
suggestion.
Get that kind of experience, river thing, you know, go to the river and so on. It used to be nice. So that would help them.
I like that.
Staying home on that
device.
Or
it's true.
Thing. Bring them out, though, you know, that would help.
I love that.
Okay.
That just
yes.
gave me understanding. Because my grandfather came from Boitika, right? And they said that's where the Landos came from. And the other day I was saying to my wife that I need to just take a drive to Boitika, maybe bring one of my aunts with me, one of my aunts, and just go and find the family, the people mm. that are there, that are Landos, because I don't know them. I don't know them at all. So I just felt like one of these days just driving to Boitika and just asking, I'm a Lando and I'm looking for the Landos that are in Boitika and go to their homes and know who they are. And it'll be, because I never knew my grandfather. So it'll be very interesting. Maybe I might even get some history about him and how he lived and stuff like that. And it just came to my mind recently about that. And so there's so many things that we can do. And as I was talking about, you know, adding a bit more meaning to my own life, more than just the typical, you know, house and land and vehicle and family, but extending it more and broadening the discussion. So having this caller made that amazing suggestion, because even for me, my mother is from Mahu, my father is from St. Joseph, and every holiday, my bags were packed to go and meet my grandmother in St. Joseph.
Mm.
You understand? I remember my grandmother was a big Adventist. All of us had to go to church on a Saturday and that type of thing. And we had to go to the Lye River with our aunts to do washing and stuff like that. And I remember that very, very well. So, and really and truly, we don't see much of that. Maybe because of the, you know, quote unquote, the molestation issues,
yes,
and
I was
things
going
like
to say
that.
People also have you know, concerns, and you have to be careful with sending children, you know, sometimes in situations that you're not fully, you know, you don't know who, you know, frequents the place, and you know, so sometimes you really have to factor that in as well. So that might be where the hesitation, you know, is coming from. It's not so, it's not so easy anymore, you know. Even I remember before, like when we would do French exchange, my mother through the Dominica Grammar School would always take me on French exchange over Easter, and you would be placed in a family, you know. So you go to Guadeloupe or you go to Martinique, and each student is placed in a family of another student. These days, you don't take people's children and bring them in another island to put them in somebody's family, you know.
Yeah, I know.
These days, if you go in with a group of students, because I travel with students myself, you have to have accommodation, you know, you'd get a hotel or guest, so you get somewhere that is, you know, you can control the environment, because you just don't want the child to be exposed to any kind of, you know. So that is an aspect of life too that's different.
That's different.
Yeah, the awareness that we have to have that, you know, there are predators and there are people, you know, looking to harm children, and you need to be very careful with children.
So
but if you know the environment and you know it's a family member and you can be sure that the child will be safe there, then you know you can send the child for the break, as the caller said, to spend a day, spend 2 days. But you really have to be aware of the surroundings before. I know parents, you know, are cautious with that.
That very, very, very true. I mean, I can identify with that too. And so that is certainly a major variable in the discussion. You know, I see we have a caller. Good morning to you. Good morning to you, caller. Happy Easter to you.
Same to you, my darling.
Thank you.
Morning.
Carlton Ford just brought up something there, and I was about to, that was just crossed my mind when she's sending children there, and that could be, that thing is true. Because I went to a business place one of those days, and a young child, she's about 11, and she's there with her mother, but her mother is in the workplace, and she was there. And she came in, she gave her mother something. My mother gave her something. I can't remember exactly how it went. I tell the child, why didn't you say thank you, mommy? She just took it from her and she turned her back. I said, she said, thank you, mommy. So I tried to, you know. And she started smiling, if a kind of a smiley child. Little girl, then the mother, after she went in the room, the mother told me that, right, that she don't want to put too much pressure on her. Because she right now in a situation with a family member who molested her. And she's in a court situation there. So sometimes people sending their children to your own family and you don't know what can happen. You don't know. So you have to be very, very, very careful. It's not like the time before people used to send their children by their grandmother and they would be there with their grandfather. And their auntie and uncle maybe and take, you know, very good care of them and maybe teach them certain things they don't know. But now it's a different situation altogether. I don't know what devil that is inside of people that they have to do something stupid. So we have to be very careful.
And that's well said too. That's well said.
And very, very good conversation. Well, I had my little girl when she was, I said, my little, she's still my baby. She's in her 40s. She's my last and she's my baby.
Yes.
She loved reading. When she graduated, she went to a convent. She got a scholarship, maybe at the age of 10, 11. And she got a very high scholarship and went to convent. I would sit down, when I don't know, I would ask people that know to help them. Mr. Luther was one of my children's tutors. When school closed after Hurricane David, I would send my boys to Mr. Luther, whom Mr. Luther knows that, for, how you call that, for lessons. School closed, no school, and they would be by Mr. Luther. But a lot of parents maybe wouldn't think of doing that. So we didn't know better, some of us, we didn't have it, and we tried our best.
True.
Like me, I tried my best. We tried our best. as a mother, I tried my best with my children.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so, where education was concerned. If I didn't know some good in maths or something, I would get somebody that good in maths.
Of course.
Like my sons would go to Mr. Oliver Hodge, and if, well, you maybe wouldn't know him. He went away. He was a mathematician.
Mm-hmm.
So I would send my boys there to help for them to, he could help them with their maths.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, when we don't know, sometimes we have to get people that know.
True.
To help our children.
True.
And I didn't know a lot. Now I know a lot better. But I didn't know a lot, so I used to get people that knew. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Pay.
Thank you.
What I have to pay, I would pay. What I didn't, some people wouldn't charge me.
Yes.
I would send them to do it. Anyway,
thank
very
you, caller.
Good
discussion.
Top discussion
yes.
for the morning.
Yes.
And have a blessed.
Thank you, caller. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You know, as the caller said that too, I remembered my, you know, when I was doing chemistry, mm-hmm. I had difficulty with the mole concept.
Mm-hmm.
I think many students, mm-hmm. you know, when they get to that part of chemistry, the mole concept, it's always a bit difficult to understand. And I remembered my mother sending me to Mr. Lance.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Lance was one of the people that he made me help me to understand that
chemistry.
And Erickson Bertrand.
Oh yes. Okay.
Yes, he too. So and
interestingly, for the same chemistry, I had to get help too. I remember I went to Miss Sandy in Bath Estate
yes.
for help with my chemistry when I was in food form.
Yes.
Chemistry was good. Chemistry gives everybody blows, you know.
So you recognize the importance of the community,
mm-hmm.
you know, being the village, you know,
mm-hmm.
that raises every child and helped to foster. And many of these people, even in my time, they never ask for no money. They actually enjoy doing it. And truly, I'm sure you're now seeing a paradigm shift, because you will find a student now coming to you, let's say to assist them with an SBA project, and they practically want you to do the entire
yes,
SBA for
yes,
them.
Yes, yes.
In our time, you know, when we were sent to these people, they gave you the concepts, they gave you a few examples, and you had to demonstrate to them that you understood what, you know, they showed you, and you could practice it, and you had to do the work. Now you find students now literally want you to do everything
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have a project, you know, you're talking about sustainable development, and you ask, well, what is sustainable development as a definition? If you were to break down the, you know, you have sustainable, you have development, you have different aspects of development. In what context are you going to be looking at this, you know, this project? And these students look at you like blank, like what are you talking about? You know, I just came to you and expect you to just, you know, take a paper and
just
write everything
me.
For me.
Mm-hmm,
no,
mm-hmm.
it's not that. And for me, you know, I will let you do the work. I will
mm-hmm.
put, I'll provoke you to start thinking,
mm-hmm.
you know, and begin to do the, and we know now with the advent of.
Is it technological
right.
era, you know, this
right.
is, that is what has caused this sort of.
I know,
yeah.
it's not helping, because
mm-hmm.
now students are just, you know,
mm-hmm.
saying, just ask AI,
mm-hmm.
and AI is just giving you an entire
mm-hmm.
paragraph.
I tell students that all the time. I'm not that old. I'm in my 30s, and my experience at school is completely different than theirs. I used to have to do my research in the
mm-hmm.
public library and get those books and
yeah.
page through the books and get my information. Now, they have, you know, the ability to just type in a word and they get the entire thing, you know, done for them. So
mm-hmm.
it's just the difference in time. It's the technological era. And people have become a lot more complacent, I would say, in terms of information access. So they think things should just be given quick. You know, that working to get what you need is, it is becoming a lost cause. But we just have to keep, you know, pushing. I like to push my students and make them know that things are not always, you know, spoon-fed to you at every level. But it's something you have to fight against. Honestly, in the educational sector, you really have to fight against
mm-hmm.
this the trend
yes.
That is, you know.
Copy-paste.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not, and as a teacher, you will know the quality of work that each student brings to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're reading this and it's very, very, very coherent sentence structure. And it's like, if I were to give you this very same project in the classroom, I'm not going to get that.
Of course.
So you know for a fact that this is not the work, this is not the actual work of that student or pupil. Mm-hmm. So we really want to encourage, again, parents to have your children practice writing, learn a new word each day if they have the time. And when you learn the word, begin to, you know, formulate that word in a sentence that you really pick up the concept of the word and understand in what context to use it. So these are things that are very, very relevant. They're still very relevant. And we want people to practice them.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do, you recognize we've just been talking today.
Yes.
We were supposed to have a guest this morning. She said she's going to really try to come, but I recognize because it's going to be a limited time. But I recognize people are liking the discussion that we're having.
Yeah.
The lines are going, and so we will just go with that flow mm-hmm. and follow the leader. Let's take this call. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Happy Easter to you.
Mr. Lando.
Yes, sir.
Yes, teacher Lufadu.
Yes. I'm in your alley today.
Let me tell you, Mr. Lando, I want to make a point that parents who are listening to me or children who are listening to me, that is very, very important. You know what you spoke about reading and analyzing?
Yes.
Since the introduction of the technology, okay, the computer, the laptop, children refuse to read, Mr. Lando, and they don't realize that reading plays an essential part in whatever exam you're going to do. Because when the teachers or the tutor, whoever it is, the examiner, would say, send the question for you on your laptop, you have to be able to read the question.
I agree. I understand
so
it.
So I reinforce that point. Until they get it. Mm-hmm. Reading is vitally important.
True.
You can't afraid of the door.
True.
Because they don't have the paper in their hand, they don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the thing is, it is posted for a certain number of minutes. After they pull it out, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't got the paper to refer to it again. So I am emphasizing, Mr. Lando, that parents, during the week and a half we have, encourage your children to read. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, too. And we recognize today we seem to be talking a lot on education
parenting.
And mm-hmm. students and pupils.
And that's important, too, cousin, because you see, this discussion, I mean, this is health vibes, but health is so all-encompassing.
Very true.
I mean, how children are raised, their educational foundation, these things all lend themselves to holistic development and healthy lives. It's often said that when you talk about education, it is one of the social determinants of health, meaning, you know, if people have a certain capacity to understand certain things, they can make, you know, better choices.
I agree.
All across the board, including in health. So it's very interesting how, you know, everything ties in nicely when we talk about, you know, parenting and education and development of young minds, because all that is going to feed right back into, you know, the overall health of the individual. Interestingly, it does.
And I really like that, because even with your program, the debate program, it forces students to begin to think analytically.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered my days at sixth form, doing sociology, and Sternberg Henry being my lecturer at that time. I remember the very first day in the classroom, he made a stand and he asked the question, and you would maybe know Steinberg.
Well, of course.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Steinberg said, "What makes a thing a thing?" And everybody's, you know, you're trying to think, what kind of question is that? Like, you know, what, you know, and he asked the question, "What makes a thing a thing?" And everybody's busting their brain, trying to think of, you know, the smartest answer to give. And he said, "Because we call it a thing."
Yeah, I get it.
You know, it really invoked that type of critical thinking skills, and it's something that's really lacking now, and it's merely because we don't read enough, and because we don't read enough, our scope and level of comprehension is not where it's supposed to be, because we cannot understand, and that's what comprehension is. What have you understood from what you've read? And so sometimes you tell a child, go in the room and read a book. But does the child understand what was read? You know, can they narrate to you step by step what was read and what they learned from it? And so this is where and that applies to us as well. I am a person, I love reading. I love, you know, and I love reading out loud to my children. Like, just take a newspaper and just read out. Almost mimicking what it's like to read the news on television. And sometimes when you force yourself to read that way, you recognize, you know, you know when to, you know, how to play with the punctuations. You understand? I was listening to a news broadcast recently. I think it may have been on Jamaica News. And the journalist ended the sentence so abrupt, you know, before she went to the next segment of the news. And I was like, I was expecting more, but it's the way she ended the sentence, that segment. It was like almost you didn't recognize that she was ending that news broadcast. So it's important, and I really like the work that Trudy has been doing in that area. And I think it really means too that we need to have more dialogues. Maybe having, I know we have the, how you call them, Toastmasters, mm-hmm. but I'm not too sure how active they've been. But having even communication clubs, mm-hmm. you know, within schools, whereby, you know, a teacher can just get maybe have a period during, even though it's once a week, where you just bring a topic, or you could ask a child to suggest a topic, and we just have a discussion about it. And you would be amazed to know the number of perspectives that comes out from that discussion. You may find religion popping up, you may find politics popping up, you may find law popping up. You understand? You could find so many facets in that one discussion. And I think we need to have, you know, we need to really begin to have these types of discussions mm-hmm. in our communities.
Mm. The good thing is some schools do have clubs. I know the Convent High School has a communications club. Right now, Grammar School has a debate club. ITSS has told me they have a club now, children as young as in second form in there. So the different schools are, you know, definitely doing a bit more and recognizing the importance of exactly what you said. And hopefully that will just carry through until all schools, you know, can have that same sort of avenue for their students. Awesome. But it's definitely a great idea. Carlton, I see we have someone trying to get us.
Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Me again.
Yes. So
another thing I wanted to say, reading is very important. A while ago, I just spoke to my granddaughter. I told her, you're on holidays, but don't forget to read, whether it's a newspaper, mm-hmm. any book at all, read. But another thing, you have two sides to that. Carlton, I should remember, like we're on holidays now, even though you'd rush to the library, you understand what I'm saying? So instead of you being at home, you go to the library, read a book, you know, if it's 3 hours or many hours to stay there, or parents give you to stay there. So where now is it available now for the children? I'm just asking, you know what I mean? Like you're on holidays. Go to the library, you tell them, go to the library and do some reading. But where can they go to do the mm-hmm. reading? Mm-hmm. And another side, you have to, there are some parents that cannot afford to buy a book for their children, you know. So that's not, you know. But then if you have the library there, you cannot buy books. They go to the library and they do a little reading. So that would also help them, tell them to read, yes, but they have to have access to some...
To material.
Yes, the material to read, because not everybody that able to buy a book for their child, you know. You understand? I may be able to buy, you can buy. But there are some people still buying the book, they have to look for to buy food.
Yes, mm-hmm.
You understand? So we'd like to see that library thing come back there. Oh, no, the children instead of at home on their gadget. Go to the library and do some reading. Okay, mm-hmm. Have a blessing.
Good point. Yeah. Yes, I see we had another caller a while ago. Again, you're always free to call. I recognize, you know, we were supposed to be talking trash today.
Yes.
we had
Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation.
But but something came up. So we just had to spin the wheel around, and we recognize that most people seem to like that discussion today. And so we've just decided to stay on board with it. Mm-hmm. So here it is that we do have calls. Yes, good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Happy Easter to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carlton.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
And how are you all?
We're doing good. Quite well. Good morning.
I will finish it for Mrs. White. But where is the library? We don't have a library. And that's a shame. Very, very shameful. We do not have a library. We don't have nothing. As I was saying the other day, the Arakals of culture is right there in the middle of the road. Anybody can see it. Not completed. I love you all. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter to you, Miss May.
Thank you.
Yes. I know the library is in Central Isro, so, but I don't know how many young people know it.
No, yeah, it's, you're right, it's next to where Jay's, yes, next to what was the old Jay's bookstore, there is the Dominica Library Services have, that's where they're located, but it's not a big space that people can, you know, go and sit in. And there's a documentation center near to the ministry where people can do research, but once again, that's not a big space as well. It's very, you know, targeted. If you want to pull up a document, you can go and get that there. But the space, the relaxing atmosphere to sit and read and, you know, to recreate in some way that has to do with literature, we don't have that capability anymore. At the State College, we recently reopened our library, which had been closed, you know, essentially since the hurricane, and it is a big enough space. And I noticed that when we had to do a lot to get it reopened, because of course our infrastructure is still not you know, fully recouped after the hurricane, but we made the effort to open that particular space, and the students are flocking to it.
Wow.
Yeah, the students are using it to sit and do their work and to sit and do their homework and, you know, use the textbooks that are there. So I really have seen that if this space is available, people will actually use it. So, I mean, it's a good time to make that call, that renewed call. And people have been calling for a while for the public library, the Dominica Public Library, to actually be refurbished and become available again for use. These are some of the fundamental aspects of society that I believe we should not neglect. You know, the library, the place for the arts, which is the Arak House of Culture. These spaces are very important to the overall development of our young people. Like when you look at the you know, your past or your growing up, you will see that these places maybe had some sort of impact on you and what you could experience. And then when you think about what do the young people have equivalent you know, opportunities for experiencing and growing as they should, and you say, no, they're seriously lacking certain things. And it saddens me, to be honest. I don't have children. I often say if I did, I would maybe be sadder. But because you think of, you know, you want to maybe bring a young person to see a good play or, you know, something in a nice atmosphere where they can really, you know, they can even go with friends and so on as an outing, or they can go to the library to do their research or to do their group work or whatever, and this just is not available for them.
Yeah, you have it's not. Because my little Zane is very, very, very much into art. Everything to do drama and singing. And one day I asked Auntie Pearl, you know, is there like a singing, like a place that I can send my daughter to help with her vocals and stuff like that? And she said to me, no. You know, she cannot. She said that most times, like some of the schools have choirs, and she would say maybe to start there. But you know,
there
like
used to be, what was it called? Kyrie School of Music in that little lane. There used to be.
I know they do like
voice training and so on. There used to be.
I would love that. You know, but you again the same thing. You have children with, you know,
certain talent and skill.
You've identified it, and
you want to hone those talents, yeah.
Yes, and you just, you do not. And I know that, because I know she teaches music too, but I wanted like my daughter to really get full, like, you know, singing classes or something.
I think it's challenging. I think now in this current age, parents have to be really creative to have their children, you know, exposed to the opportunities that are relevant for their growth. You have to be really creative. It's not impossible, but you have to be really creative.
So,
and
so
if you don't,
kept away, go on YouTube and let them sing.
And if you don't have, like, because you could get a maybe a private person to do it, but if you don't have the resources, you know, you kind of at a stalemate there. Parents have to be really honestly creative. And there's something I saw come up recently about when you have opportunities to travel, take your children because they need to be able to see and experience the world as well. Once again, this is such good advice, but it's, do you have the resources to do it? Mm-hmm. Not all parents have the resources, but it's really because we maybe lack certain experiences here for the young people. It's really a nice idea, you know, if you do have the resources to be able to take them on a little summer vacation somewhere else where they can maybe experience a few different, you know, a different feel. Go to a museum, go to a show, a play or something. But resources, that brings up the whole other conversation of
a lot
of the resource imbalance. Some parents may be able to, but a lot will not be able to.
Because it comes back to that many of our children, that they're just censored on academia. You know, go to school, you spend 6 hours in school, then you go to an afternoon class, back to again, helping with homework and projects, and then you get home, and then you might have dinner, read a book, or watch some television or something, and then that's it.
And even in terms of there was a topic I wanted to use in this debate competition. I did not use it. I couldn't figure out the best phrasing, but it was one that I had come up with because there was once this discussion on Facebook of people saying the young boys, for instance, when they leave school in the afternoon, the boys from SMA or from grammar school, whatever, they congregate on the block, Virgin Lane area. They congregate there and, you know, maybe waiting for girls to pass and whatever. And it's a nuisance when the boys are just congregating in the space. And then a young person responded in the whole dialogue that was going on about that, in saying, but where else is there for us to go? Like, where, you know?
It is true.
So I wanted to bring up this topic about what if the absence of our, extracurricular activities that cater to young people is that, you know, hindering their ability to date or to interact with each other in a positive way. I just couldn't figure out how to phrase it properly, but it's a very interesting concept that we don't have certain avenues that young people could maybe just be young people,
true,
interact, explore things in a safe, you know, environment. The only thing we have really in terms of extracurricular activities now, they are the movies. And I notice, for instance, right now there's a movie, I think it's Ghostbusters, right now at Emerald Movies, and a lot of young people are going to that. Okay, so there are the option to go to the movies. But apart from that, as we said, no Arawak House of Culture for a play or an event or something, no library, no this, no that. So the only thing you have left now are the jams, which are supposed to be for adults, you know. so
a little spot, and some of them have a little spot. So football academy.
Yes, the sports. Right, the sports too. But in terms of, like, you know, as I was mentioning, that boy-girl interaction, or to go to have a safe space in which the boys and the girls maybe from different schools would meet and talk and whatever. Where is there? So, and the jam, the adult events, the jams with the type of atmosphere, that's not appropriate.
Yeah.
That's not appropriate. So, you know, we are faced with a crisis. Where do our young people socialize? Even apart from the whole academic thing that we started off the discussion with, but where is there for the young people to just be
themselves,
young people, in a safe space, you know, in a space that's not, you know, doesn't have alcohol or doesn't have, you know, lewd music and that type of thing. They just have, you know, a space. And there isn't much. There isn't much. Yeah. So
it's true. And if you look at most communities, there isn't much either.
Yeah. So we blame them for, let's say, just pulling up on the block or pulling up on the streets after school or so on. But, you know, we don't have any in an arcade, a bowling alley or something.
Nothing.
You know, in developed countries, there's a lot of avenues, you know, teenagers.
Yes. Kind of thing. I saw Barbados. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Bumper cars, you know.
A bone arrow, all the colors. Yeah, I saw that in Barbados too.
So you could have some different ideas, and as young people, you could group up and, you know, you do that. But...
Yeah.
Yes, as I said, as a parent now, you have to be really creative now to create certain opportunities for your children. Really creative. And my hats off to all the parents in Dominica who are doing it. There are parents who are, you know, doing it and raising well-rounded children. But I can tell you, it must be a challenge.
It is a challenge.
Yes.
It is certainly a challenge for real. And, you know, the other day I was speaking to a friend of mine and I was saying, you know, I followed this lady. I think she's from Antigua, but she lives in the United States. And she has this etiquette academy in the US. And she's always on Facebook. And it's amazing how you see many children, most of them from, you know, black children. And she's teaching them, you know, social etiquette, how to use if knife, fork, you know, how to seat, how to open the door. If you're a lady and you're getting into a vehicle, how do you get into the vehicle? How do you get out of the vehicle? And I let my daughter look at the videos all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. I go through the videos and I call her and I say, look at this. And I let her, because I know Augustine started something like that. I'm not too sure how. I know Marcella LaRock used to have
something
a program
during
the summer when mm-hmm. she was here, teaching children these things. But these are so important because you leave as a young person, you know, because I grew up in the era where you got your plate of food and you just go on the mango tree and eat. You know, there was no setting of table and all that kind of thing like that. And so many of us, we learned on our own late and maybe still don't even do it the proper way.
Yeah.
You know, and so you go to a formal setting as an educated person and you're feeling, boy.
A little lost, you gêné.
Yeah. You mm-hmm. go to England or you go to, you know, and so these things are very, very yeah. relevant. And so if our children learn the precepts of these, you understand?
Mm-hmm. Carlton, yeah. Our lines are going. Let's take a few calls.
Good morning to you.
Carlton, actually, that's my last call. I'm passionate about that subject. Remember, Trudy, especially, I went to the convent and I saw Trudy, I don't know where if you went.
The convent too, yes.
And should you know, we used to have this young Christian student thing. You can remember that, buddy. And after you leave
YCM.
You used to have YCW.
Mm-hmm.
There you learn to dance. You remember those days you learn to dance.
Mm-hmm.
You learn to do the same thing, how to eat properly, how to sit at table and all that.
Wow.
And even all now, the convent would be having camps, you know. You know, we used to have camps. All holidays we have. You know, because you have to look at the spiritual part.
Yes.
You know, we used to have camps, so you know. We have to go to camp where you have that spiritual
retreat.
Practice. Yes, mm-hmm. to go to, we still call it camp. It's a mm-hmm. retreat. You know, and then you still have good times there. I can remember a time, I'm just giving you a joke, once I went to a camp in those days, you still have those nuns and so on, do you know? And then, you know, as Catholics, they tell you, if you have to take communion, you haven't got to eat a certain time. You know that, truly.
Mm-hmm.
No, we went, Jennifer, I told you, they went for a little walk with our, what we eat, it was up to the area, it was up. When come, they had, you know, well, you have mass all the time, you must have mass. When come to take communion, none of us could take the communion because we ate guava, we ate mango, and then we all there, we just cannot take it, and the nun put, you know, understand? And even the days for the dancing for the young people. Remember, we still have school dances, you know, in St. Gerard's Hall. The nuns again were there again. We enjoyed ourselves, 6 to 9, then we go home. One thing, you cannot dance too close because the nun used to come in front of you and push you a little, push you back. So we had all those things. So those things are no longer there. So that also is a little problem. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's my last call. I won't call again.
Thank you. Happy Easter to you.
Sorry. Yes, we have another caller.
Good morning to you. Good morning, caller. Happy Easter to you.
Again. it's a total different thing right about now. Unlike Easter coming, we'll have fairs. St. Martin's School, SMA would have a fair. Mm-hmm. Portersville Ground would have a fair. We haven't got those things again.
Mm-hmm.
All our sporting grounds, some of them are compromised, especially around Roseau. Young men have nowhere to really go and congregate.
Mm-hmm.
Windsor Park would be, the afternoon, morning time, but doesn't matter what time you pass in Windsor Park, they always have a crew.
Yes.
Kicking a ball, jumping a basketball. You'd find that. Where are they going? Thank God, nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
At the back of the grammar school, which is called the technical wing. The same they had there to go to. They haven't got that again. So we, I don't know if that do that girl guides again and brownies.
Yes,
yes, still
yes,
yes.
They still do.
Yeah, Miss White, why she don't really to was in St. Martin's School. Eh? We had the same thing. It's not school, so we had the same thing. From small to vocational, we had the same thing. We know how to move around, but now it's no. So when we can't really blame the young men for sitting on the side, eh? Where they go in?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's got nowhere to go. That's got a Windsor Park to go. If they go to gardens, people tell them, oh, all you can't run on the lawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All you can't do this on the lawn. They haven't even got a proper cricket ground in the gardens. Because you're taking, for instance, children are going to the grammar school. They haven't got even got a place to go to play their sports.
Mm-hmm.
The only place they can go is at the bottom of the botanical garden. They're close to the, what you call it, the cricket pitch there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is their sporting ground. And for years, that happening. And nothing has been done about it. So when them children come out there, they finish. That's it for them, you know. Thank God nowhere else to go then. Thank God for the phone. Thank God for the phone you can play the games on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for the tablet they have. Thank God for all those things. Otherwise, we would have more mad and crazy people in that country. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, caller.
We have another caller.
Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Carlton.
Yes, good morning.
When you had your food, the spaghetti mango, it wasn't so far from your home, you know.
It's true.
So you didn't have a choice. I know where you live, you know, by Jim in there.
Of course.
All right, Papa.
Take care. Have a good morning. You know, but it's just amazing that, you know, all of these the contents of the conversation were so well rounded this morning that it brought us to many facets of our lives. It's almost a compare and contrast analysis where we were. For me, being born in the early 70s, at least I've always been grateful that I've had the opportunity to experience, you know, many of those things that people older than I experienced. But since we got to the 90s, we saw a shift, and sad to say that many of our young people, their mood of socialization is very different from what we would have experienced. It is us as parents to help them to revisit some of those things. Yes, you may not be able to make a truck, but there might be somebody in the community that can still make a truck, that you can make a truck and give your three-year-old son to drive around the yard. You may not be able to make a catapult, but you can maybe let somebody that know and bring the child somewhere, you know, that's not, you know, and try to kill a bird or catch a bird or something. They used to have a thing called caloge, where they made this. It's almost like a little house on land, but it's stood up, and you put coconut under it, and then the bird would come, and it falls on the bird and covers the bird, and you catch the bird that way. And again, as the caller said, you kill that bird, and you made a little mess. You know, we ate Tululu, the little crab. And so we did a lot of those things. And the time have changed, but at the same time too, we can revisit. We can still take our children to the river. We can still take our children to the sea. We can still do some of those things while the time permits us. So yes, it's true that we have some restrictions, and there are some of those activities that may not be as prevalent or popular like in our times past, but we can still revisit them. It is now just about 11:30. We have this caller. Let's take this caller.
Last call.
Yes, last caller.
Yes, Miss
Me. I know about the caller.
Yes.
We used to go for wood. Some girls used to go for wood. Some young women. So after school on Saturday, we don't want to stay home to do nothing. We rather go for wood. When we reach in the wood, the boys ready hang their caloge.
Yes.
and they're waiting for their bird for them to pass back tomorrow.
Yes.
When you watch the, under the colors, you see the little dove or pigeon.
Yes, yes, the ground
under
dove.
It. We're going with taking the bird, put a gift there for them, and then set it back for them. And we're going with the bird. When they see the distance, when they stay at the distance and they see something on there, they believe it's bird. But when they go, they see in their gift. I don't want to say what gift over the year.
Oh, Lord. That is bad.
When they come down, they want to fight people. Take care.
Yes, ma'am. We have another caller quickly. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm the last caller.
Yes.
We're talking about the different things we used to do. One thing I actually missed last week is with all that wind, missing
the kites?
Kite flying.
Yes, mm-hmm. The kites.
My brother, I was just one of the things that I also missed. As a matter of fact, when my son was going to SMP, we brought it back. I was on the PT. We brought it back. Kite flying festival.
Yes.
And Kabui festival.
Yes.
Kabui making. And even that is all gone down the drain. I mean, it's so sad.
Yes.
Because that the kite flying and the cabaret was to kind of have fathers bonding with their sons.
Mm-hmm.
At meetings, you used to see more women. So we kind of put a strategy together to
nice.
Have to see more fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And really and truly, that made a big difference. Even though you were not a father and you were a male figure in the child's life,
mm-hmm.
you had to show up on the behalf of that child as parents or guardians. Or whatever it was, but it made a great impact, and even that is lost. It's so sad.
Yes.
So you have a good one. All there. Bye bye.
Thank you. Well, Trudy,
yes,
we're out of time now.
It.
Yes, we really had a good time here today with you, just looking at times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at times, looking at the things that we grew up with, looking at the things that are still current, still available, and we're hoping that we will be able to see some improvements. In particularly some of those institutions that are lacking and some of the activities. Well, we really want to wish you a happy Easter, happy Easter weekend. Be safe. Remember, if you're going out on Monday, drinking and driving, they don't mix, right? Remember that you want to be safe. If you're going into the sea, yes, you might be a very strong swimmer, but it's good to have somebody with you.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what could happen. We really do not want when Tuesday comes that we get in some bad news throughout the island.
And Carlton, just a quick reminder of the Easter egg hunt,
yes,
Saturday,
yes.
The 30th.
Yes.
At JP Mega.
And Portsmouth.
And Portsmouth, yes.
Starting
okay.
at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So the first, we're looking at least eight children. You have to be between the ages of 8 and
10.
And once you get there early, you're registered and you're eligible to win a $75 gift certificate. And so that's two gift certificates that's going to be given, one in for a child in Focale, well, shopping at the
JP
Mega store,
Mega.
Right? And the other person
Portsmouth.
At the Portsmouth store. So from all of us here, we're saying have a happy Easter, be safe, and continue to take care of yourself. Bye-bye, everybody. Until next week, Wednesday, we'll be with you, if God spares, for yet another episode of Health Vibes. Bye-bye. And as always, your health is indeed your greatest resource. Preserve it. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Good job. Good show.
Brand new.
Sometimes
and if they say convenience could make a big difference.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.